everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and ways to help prepare students to thrive. I want to thank today's sponsor, Gulf Coast Community Foundation, for supporting this episode and also for all the work that we do. You guys are terrific partners. Welcome, everyone, to Education Conversations, uniting partners for education. The idea of there being strength in numbers is an age-old idiom, but there's good reason that it has existed for so long, because it's true. Here at the Education Foundation, we believe that collaboration is paramount to innovation. We've seen it firsthand, and that connecting a diverse group of partners to our mission makes us stronger, and certainly it makes us better. So today's guests have a deep understanding of all of this, and in fact, their jobs center around the partnership building through line for Planet Sarasota, which is the local college access network for Sarasota County, and is part of a collective alliance for education and career planning. The Education Foundation of Sarasota County is super proud to host the Planet Sarasota and serve as its backbone organization. So today, to kind of walk us through, help us learn a little bit more about Planet Sarasota and the impact it's making, I've got two great guests, both of whom work for the Education Foundation, but certainly represent us so well in the community. And so the first one is Thomas Williams, who is our Chief Collaboration Officer and Director for Planet Sarasota. And then also we have Lordana Guillaume, who is a Student Success Coach and Planet Program Coordinator. And they're going to be talking and sharing with us about everything, well, maybe not everything, but a lot about what is being done and how we got some really valuable partners and alliances throughout the community. So Lordana and Thomas, thank you both for joining us today and welcome to Education Conversations.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Likewise.
Yes, I'm so glad. We always talk offline and now we can talk online. So this is a recorded conversation. But Thomas, let me start with you first and let's talk about what led you to do this type of work and why is collaboration so important to students and to the community?
I think what led me to the work is both my parents. It really was a motivation that education can change lives. If you can change somebody's educational background, the difference between just having a high school education and a college degree or a high-valued certificate could be 4 to 5 times lifetime's earning increased. And so you could just change the trajectory of somebody's life. And so that's why I always found it very valuable. Just real quick, my mother went to a segregated high school. Mm. When she moved up north, she had to stay a year behind, but she always just believed in continuous learning and growing and moving forward, and that education really did change the trajectory of her life. So she went back to school about 3 different occasions to be a pediatric nurse, to be a social worker, and also to be a minister. So education greatly, greatly benefited her. And then I think your second question was about the impact of a collective impact. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. It's a collective impact. All of these organizations, and we're 50 strong right now, do wonderful work. But when we are able to be in the room together, it's just powerful to hear all the different ideas. When we come together towards a single project, we just bring more heft and power to it. And so the collective impact is greater than any individual group.
That's really great. And Lordana, just to tag on to what Thomas was just saying, I mean, he obviously was raised in a household that was very supportive of education and helped really guide that. Not all students have that great support. And so what is your experience with working with students who actually need that guidance and that counsel, you know, walking with them on their journey?
That's a good question. I think I can relate personally because I'm a child of immigrants as well. Mm. So similar to Thomas, my family really encouraged education, but they don't understand education in the U.S. So I had to rely on community organizations to help me through. So when I help students, I come from a perspective of knowing and learning on my own, but also being able to use my resource capabilities to help them in a way where it's accessible to them. They feel like someone isn't looking down on them or trying to help. But what I witness with the students I work with one-on-one is almost like an information overload. There might be information and resources available. They don't have a guide to be able to help them through it. So that has been the best way I'm able to relate and help them in that way.
That's wonderful. That's, both of y'all bring such a great dimension to it. And so when you look at the mission of kind of helping to elevate and raise up so that more students are not just graduating from high school, but they're attaining some level of post-secondary degree, what are the ways in which you all are approaching this? And particularly, how are you doing it with some of the partners? So can you give us a couple of examples of some ways?
We want to remove the barriers and really connect them to the resources. We're very fortunate in Sarasota County that there are a lot of resources. So one of my roles is to be a connector. We work through work groups, and one of our key work groups is FAFSA. So if somebody's thinking about a future education, they're figuring out how to finance it. So we bring a partner like State College of Florida in that will actually walk through the whole process of updating their FAFSA. And then we try to be where people are. So let's go to Dance Next Generation Partners. At Sarasota Ballet. Let's go to Girls Inc. Let's go to the Boys and Girls Club, wherever the organization may be, meet the students where they are and help them through, connecting them with a resource like a Lordana who really helps them to navigate to all the things. If you don't have a history in your family of going to school, if you're first generation, a big part of it is just knowing the deadlines, mm-hmm. knowing the dates, and knowing the timing. So having somebody to navigate you through all of that is very helpful.
That's terrific. And Lordana, how do we integrate the business partners? How do they show up in the work of Planet Sarasota? What are some examples of the ways they are contributing to helping improve outcomes for students?
I think with some of our partners, it's been really great to meet with them and show what we can offer and get a sense as to what they need with the students that they help serve. So with Dance Next Generation, for example, they are really helping their students culturally, making sure that they have enrichment after school, but that college piece as a whole, they don't have. So that's mainly what they wanted for us. Last year, they had a few seniors, so I was able to help them through the college application process, the scholarship process, and even navigating after. So I still communicate with some of those students at SCF today. Currently, they have students that aren't seniors, but they want to get a head start in them being able to understand what their post-secondary goals are. So it's more so us understanding the students they serve, how they serve them, and how we can supplement that. And if we can't, we can connect them to another partner that can supplement them in that way.
I just want to add one part on the business partners that what's been really exciting. I think my first year here was a lot of guest speakers. So mm-hmm. you came in and you talked about the insurance agency or whatever it may be. The next year was like really career fairs where we're bringing a group of them, having students walk through. Last year was site visits where we taken students to different locations such as CAE so they can see the simulators in action and the like. And where we're going is on job shadows. That's where we want to go and bring students so that they can be on the job with somebody to ask questions back and forth and internships. That's where we really want to go. So more work-based learning. Lordana pulled off a great thing we do with Booker Middle School. This is the second year. This year will be the third year. This is a career expo, and I differentiate that because it's middle school versus the high school, and it's really all about inspiration. A child can't be what a child can't see, so mm-hmm. we get the companies and we tell them, come and show what you do, talk to them, and get the kids excited about it, and it's just amazing to see students come out of that. Oh, I want to talk to Mr. Johnson again. He's going to get me onto the fire department. He's going to help me with this job here. So really inspiration.
That's a wonderful response. And so when you think about Planet Sarasota, it sounds amazing. Like you do things from personal coaching and advising to kind of aggregating different businesses and industries together for career fairs or explorations or expos, as you just described. Some of that must be easy to deal with, and some of it must be rather complex or maybe not as easy as it appears. So maybe you're herding cattle, I'm not sure, but how would you describe, particularly as the chief collaboration officer, how would you describe the design and the efficiency and efficacy of Planet Sarasota?
Getting a shared vision, and we connect with what the state has already done. And they set a program called Sail to 60, which is an ambitious goal of, hey, at the time, 2020, we're the 16th largest economy in the world. We want to be the 10th largest economy in the world. To get there, we need 60% of the students to have an education beyond high school. So whether that's that high value certificate, especially in this area where so much construction's on, so having some skills in the trades can be one way to do that, or whether it's getting that degree. We want the kids to lean in. So everybody can wrap around that. All the organizations can see the value of that. Back to what I said before, having a degree could make five times the economic impact versus just having a high school graduation. So everybody can also agree with that. So we take the parts we agree on, we get the ideas out there, and again, I'm a connector. I bring people together, I let the smart people in the room, and I'm comfortable failing forward. I'll say, guys, we should do this. Ladies, we should do that. And they'll say, well, that doesn't make sense. Everybody knows you. And before you know, we come out of the meeting with a better plan, a cohesive plan, and one that they feel that they've built, and because they have built it. And we amplify each other's messages to support each other to make it a reality for everyone.
That's terrific. You know, listeners leaning in today that may be with the business industry or some sector, something that's missing. Would you do a shout out to any of them for how they could get engaged? Do you have any missing gaps right now that would make the Planet Sarasota or the whole experience even richer for students?
Here's where we're going, is that job shadows. So if you're a company, and many companies are talking about, oh, Gen Z's not ready, not prepared. Instead of just only having the school district and only having colleges prepare them, you are now a player in that. So open your doors, give us a call. We connect with the schools and we'll help prepare the students, but they prepare it through your work. You can show them exactly what you need and what the job requires and the skills that it takes. And they come away just blown away with what the opportunities are, and they're inspired to do their best and be ready for it. So any partner that wants to step in, help a community issue, help a child get education, we're open.
That's great. And I know we've had previous podcasts also that have talked about like the Stop Out Initiative and things that's where we're pulling in adult learners that may have started their post-secondary, but then they didn't complete it. So I know we've got all levels of types of engagement in which people can get involved to help us kind of increase that percentage. Lordana, I'm really curious to hear from you. What are one of the most rewarding things you've had by just being a part of Planet Sarasota and the work, working closely with students one-on-one?
One of my most rewarding experiences has been able to help populations that often feel overlooked. I've been working with a group of students from the Sarasota Housing Authority, and they often talk about how it's really difficult for them to get help, even to maybe get a transcript or navigate certain things. And being able to be that person to say, try this person, try maneuvering there, and you see their eyes light up. Or I want to go to college, but I don't know where. Or, and it would be my dream to attend, let's say, FSU. And me being able to know, have you thought of this Summer Bridge program? Have you ever heard of it? And seeing their eyes light up and they're energized and they're completing their essay and they're moving at full speed ahead. All they needed was a listening ear, a suggestion. I have those moments all the time, and that really energizes me to show up every day for them.
That's so great. Well, I can tell that this is Planet Sarasota really is the long game, because you're looking at moving a needle of a percentage and really supporting a lot of people, upskilling, moving across the finish line, attaining different post-secondary degrees. And so my hat's off to you all for leading the way. And also, Lordana, particularly for taking it one student at a time, because that really is what's going to make the difference. And so to any of the listeners that are listening in today, I don't know if you all have any words of wisdom or, again, a shout out for some support that you might need, but I know we've got community members that do want to get engaged. So what would you say to them?
I would say to students and parents, please don't spin wheels. There are resources. I wish I would have had a Lordana in my life back when I was in school. It can make a big difference and help you get through. And one of the great things about Planet Sarasota, if we cannot do it directly, there's 50 partners that we can speak to and help you find the resources. For any organization who would like to be a part of the mission, we need your voice. We need your gifts and we need your skills to help these students. These students have faced something every year for the past 5 years, whether in the pandemic or hurricanes, whatever it may be. And so it really is going to take all of our skills and gifts, and you can reach us by reaching out to the Education Foundation of Sarasota County. And I thank you, Jennifer, for being our backbone. That has been amazing.
Well, the Education Foundation of Sarasota County is really privileged to serve in this space. Again, as you mentioned, with so many partners who are rolling their sleeves up and doing great work. So thank you all for being a part of today's podcast and really for fostering a lot of these community relationships that are going to just really make an impact on a lot of student lives. So listeners, again, if you want to get involved, partner with Planet Sarasota, or even learn more about the Education Foundation, you can visit us at edfoundationsrq.org. Our thanks again to Gulf Coast Community Foundation for your ongoing and steadfast support. You guys are awesome. And thank you all to all of our listeners for tuning in to today's podcast. Be sure to tune in on our other episodes of Education Conversations. We love having these conversations and we certainly want to engage with you. So for now, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.